Right, and live on the air we have Anne Murray from Newtown Hamilton. They're going to have a word with us there. Hello, Anne, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello,
hello.
Anne.
Hello?
Hello, Anne.
You were listening to the
programme.
Is that Ray? It is indeed.
How are you?
Not so bad, love.
We're going to miss you very much. I've been listening to you all day today.
Right.
And it's just that I want to say goodbye to you and to all your staff there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to miss you very much in 1989.
This lady we're talking to, I just didn't catch the name, I'm sorry.
I'm Murray from Newtown.
Oh, nice to have you on the programme, love. I might be
going to play something nice now for me.
Ah, indeed. Well, listeners like you, we could want for the next 10 years.
I think I'm supposed to play a request for a few people that are heading for Newry at the moment, I think.
I'd like to play a request for Clement and Cora and our family who are heading off to Newry at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Clement and Cora Loughran and family on the Dundalk Road, Newton Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And just for my husband, Kieran, and the children here who are all around me.
You listen to radio quite a lot, do you?
I do. I listen to it. I walk out through the country.
Mm-hmm.
In a rural area, and I listen in, and a lot of the people that I work with
mm-hmm.
listen as well, and they're going to miss you greatly.
Would it be, people must ask, do you listen on FM or medium wave?
Medium wave.
Medium wave. I just thought that lots of people seem to listen on medium wave more so than FM. We're getting a bit of feedback here, but probably it's the sound of the monitor here, maybe the mic's too close. And anyone else you'd like to say hello to before we do go into a bit of music for you?
Well, just also to my mother up in Cullyhanna, Mrs. McKeown.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very good to me. She looks after the children.
What's your own particular favourite recording artist, Irish-wise?
Big Tom.
Big Tom. We'll play a track of Big Tom. We'll play a track from his new EP in about 2 or 3 minutes, and if you're still listening, Rambling Man.
That's lovely.
That'll fill a gap for you. Anne, it's been nice to have you, Junior. I think you want to say something to Anne before she departs.
Well, just before you go, Anne, I'd like to thank you very much for your support over the years, especially the beard shaving competition. You might remember that.
I do. Who do? Don't mention it.
Yeah, when we went to Carter House for the beard shaving and ran out of people to shave, and yourself being a nurse was there to make sure that no throats were cut or whatever.
That's right.
But I'd like to thank you very much, and say hello to all the family there from myself there, and wish Cora and Clement all the best there.
Right, perhaps you'll drop in sometime.
You never know.
And see us. You're very welcome.
All the best, Anna. Thanks very much. A very happy New Year to you.
And the same to you, Junior.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Thank you.
That was Anne Murray there. Mrs. Anne Murray was there.
Yeah, from Newtown Hamilton.
Right, a bit of music. We just happen to have it queued up here. Louise Morrissey from her current album. Now you stay tuned, Anne. We'll play Big Tom for you in about 5 minutes.
Well, hello, friend. You're welcome here tonight. I was just thinking about home. And I could use some company. All right, sometimes it's hard to be alone. Well, you may say I live a memory that I might seek and never find. Well, maybe that is how it's meant to be, but I have something on my mind. I'm living here in New York City now, and I get lonesome now and then. I'm dreaming one day life will carry me to Tipperary once again. The dream gets stronger with each passing day, for love of what I left behind. These city lights won't dim the memory of Tipperary on my mind. Strangers pass you by. There is no place on earth like home, sweet home. And out of sight's not out of mind. I'm living here in New York City now, and I get lonesome now and then. I'm dreaming one day
that... We'll just take Louise Morrissey down for a moment. I believe we have another caller on the line. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello, was that Eileen?
Yeah.
I think we're getting the okay on the monitor here. We're getting the okay. Hello? Okay, Eileen.
Very sad night,
love.
Yeah.
Ah, but you're all good things come to an end, so they'll tell
you.
Have
they do? Yeah.
Well, have you now?
Sometimes we have to do.
The 50p wasn't the meter here, so it was no power.
I hope not for long.
I believe, Eileen, you had the privilege of being the last competition winner in Junior's programme today. Is that the same that he was on about, Junior?
I think I'm part of Junior's furniture down there.
All right, you couldn't bend it. I'll lay here on the this party probably going to morning. Eileen, well, you have a lot of fond memories, I believe, of Big Game Radio, but just maybe like to just recap on some of them there when we have you on air.
Oh, I did. Every phone call went through, it was Junior. Junior Pastor and Rose Morgan.
Right, oh, I don't mind.
The auctions and the whole lot.
All right.
Sure, it was great.
Your own particular favourite recording artist, Eileen, who would it be?
Oh, on the radio?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Junior.
No, singing-wise.
singing.
Your favourite singing star.
Oh, come here.
Del Junior.
Well, I give you a man of the song there.
There's two of them. And the two Katie men.
Sorry, Eddie.
Isn't that Tara?
Oh, did you ever hear McCary and Walker singing together?
No.
Well, you're going to hear it now.
Will you join in, Eddie?
I will all join in. And I've Jimmy Mullen here, and I've half of Frontubert Pipe Bond and here behind us.
Oh, God, that's
us. Run the big there, pun. All right. You ready? I'm on. Is it Eileen or on?
It's Eileen. Now, Rhea.
Will you join in with us?
Yeah, I'll join in with
you. What song do you know?
Any song.
What about the boys in the county are now?
Oh, yeah.
Right, on the count of three. One, two, three. There's one fair
county in Ireland, with memories so glorious and grand, where nature has lavished this bounty of the orchard of Ireland's green land.
Sing up,
Eileen. I love its cathedral and city, once founded by Patrick so true, and there's in the heart of its bosom
Johnny Lee landed by Eileen Connolly. Jimmy Walker was on baritone sax. Jimmy Mullen was in the big drums. And we had a lot of backing there from Phil Coulter in the band.
Oh.
The band was coming there.
Oh,
Eileen,
God,
a very happy year to you, love.
Right, to see
Eileen,
you.
All the best.
And to Junior. Right,
Happy
Junior.
New Year to you, Eileen.
Don't forget.
Well, play a bit of music for Eileen. We'll also play this for the lady over there in Newry. This is Big Tom.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
It's a slow road to Wines, through the sweet Wicklow pines, and it makes me want to stop along the way. But the road just takes me on, for it's time that I was gone. I'm a rambler and I ain't got time to stay. I'm a rambling man, rambling man, stepping lightly through the early morning. And I always will be led by the road that lies ahead. I'm a trailing, traveling, roving Irishman. Met a girl sweet and fair from the Curra of Kildare, with a smile she welcomed me to Ballyroe. But the twinkle in her eye lets me know that I must fly. With a see you later wave, it's off I go. I'm a rambling man, rambling man. Stepping lightly through the early morning dew. And I always will be led.
Now we're going to say something I never said before. Myself and Walker are both going to guys. On a count of three.
Three.
crossing one more stile, walk another country mile, so I can't stop long enough to settle down. If you see me on your way, stop and pass the time of day, and I'll see you all the next time I'm around. I'm a rambling man, rambling man, stepping lightly through the early morning dew, and I always will be led by the road that lies ahead. I'm a trailing, traveling, roving Irishman. I'm a rambling man, rambling man, stepping lightly through the early morning dew. And I always will be led by the road that lies ahead. I'm a trailing, traveling, roving Irishman. Yeah, a trailing, traveling, roving Irishman.
That's the big man himself here from Castlebeny, especially for Ann Murray over there, and this comes from Junior and myself.
In Newtown.
In Newtown, Hobbin.
That was pretty bad singing, Ray, wasn't it?
It was, but sure, someone says we can learn.
Yes.
But plenty of time. We'll practice the one next week.
I didn't actually realise you couldn't sing.
Aye, well, the wife knows that the Queen Bee can tell you that.
We're going to hand you over here to Noel Millsap.
Wait, Noel, who put the lights there?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to use a 10.
Right. It's coming up to 5, 6, 7, 8. Ray McSherry, what time is it there?
Can't see the wrong glasses.
Wrong glasses on. That's his excuse.
It's
all
right about
night.
8.5 minutes past 8. But don't take my word for it. Go out and ask your doctor. Maybe a local priest.
8.5 minutes past 8 o'clock, and we don't know what's going on here at the minute. There's a lot of good fun going on anyway. A lot of visitors and people calling in and saying hello and saying goodbye and all the rest of it. Ray McSherry has 14 cigarettes burning here.
Mm-hmm.
And 3.5 glasses of Black Bush sitting beside him, so...
And 10 mugs a day. We're going well. Thinking back to radio...
yes, indeed.
Before you came to Big M, you were associated with another station, I believe.
Yes.
Is that right?
I was. I worked for a short time with Z103 over in Omeath.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was out of the business for a short time. And got a call on Thursday night from Frank here, and the very first presenter I met actually was yourself, if you think back to that fateful Thursday night.
No.
That was about, it was June a year ago, June the 22nd I think, was the very first show I did for the station here. And I always remember walking up the stairs and hearing this strange yee-haw, and I thought to myself,
Z103. Frankie McCarthy can whack all us again.
And it was yourself on the air at the time. Started off doing a couple of adverts, and then I wasn't able to do the very first Sunday, which Frank wanted me to do, but the following Sunday it all started, and it has gone down the hill ever since.
No, we'll have to interrupt you. We have a lady on air. Will you take the call there,
right,
Noel, and I'll just bring her up here on the desk.
Hello? Hello, how are you? And your name, please.
Where, Bessie? From Ballymena?
Yeah, all the way Ballymena.
From Ballymena.
I'm just ringing because I'm awful sad.
You're sad, are you?
I'm sad you're going.
And why is it? Have you been a listener to Big M for a long time?
About 3 years.
For 3 years. And your music would probably have been country music, is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm heartbroken.
Well...
Thank you, Junior.
No, this is Noel Millsop here.
Is Junior not there?
Junior's not. He's just gone out of the studio for a minute.
I was in the talent competition with Junior a couple of years ago.
Where was that now?
On the radio, the world's worst singer.
Ah, did you win?
I sung Making Love to You like eating peanuts.
Junior's just come in here.
Hold
on, I'll hand you over to him.
Hello, Bessie.
Hello, Junior, darling.
I remember you well as the world's worst singer.
How could you forget a song and a voice like that?
Indeed, what was the song anyway?
Making Love to You is like eating peanuts.
That's right.
When I get started, I just can't eat enough.
Well, would you sing it for us?
I haven't my teeth then.
Doesn't matter, Ray McSherry hasn't got this in either.
The glasses are not on. Bessie, away you go, love. Well, join in me.
Right, we'll join in.
Go ahead.
When I start eating peanuts, I can't control myself. I can't mind how it goes now.
One hand.
Hang on, what's the first line? You start me off.
Name is something.
I'll tell you what, Bessie, change your script onto an hour song. Do you want your hour songs?
What do you know?
Nothing at all. You name it, we know it.
Men's Born.
Oh, God, I don't know that.
Green Dance of Anthem.
Green Dance of Anthem.
Ben, you know that one.
I can know, but I don't know the words. Let me see. Bang it in the ground. Come on, look out through the window. That big old moon is shining down.
Yee-haw!
Tell me now, don't it remind ye of the blanket on the ground? Hey, sing out to Tommy Wynette's job tomorrow. It's a good job with my teeth out.
I'll tell you this much, Bessie. You're a better singer than Ray McSherry.
Oh, you want to hear me out?
I'm not saying nothing because he's not a bad wee crater. I believe he forgot his glasses tonight.
You says you forgot your glasses, Ray.
Well, Bill Don't come company sent me up. That's the excuse I have, and I'm sticking
with
you.
Well, Bessie, all the best for 1989.
The same to yourself, Junior, and to everybody at Big M. We're going to miss you all so much.
Well, thanks very much for all your support over the years.
And hello there to wee Martina. She did such a good job in those phones.
She did indeed, and she's still here manning the phones here to a better end.
Well, all the best there, Junior, and everybody else on the station.
Thanks very much, Bessie.
Bye-bye, and I hope to hear you soon, because we'll be waiting here for you.
Hopefully, Bessie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye, Bessie. Bessie, this is Seamus McGee. Well, we're still inviting callers on 40372 if you'd like to reminisce or maybe you'd like to speak to us on the air. I'm a bit of a party here. Feel free to join in 40372.
Back in the 60s, I remember Irishmen emigrating to build themselves a better life all over the world. For some, it didn't turn out that way. You see, for one reason or another, the bottle became their best friend. So they went on the streets to try and hide the pain, the heartache, and the shame. This song is dedicated to them, their families, and their friends. In the West End of London, I saw him sitting there. He called out, "Hey, young man, what's the time?" And as I went to tell him, I saw that he was wearing an emblem from old Ireland on his coat. I said, "I see you're Irish. What part do you come from?" He looked at me with peering eyes of shame. "I come from dear old Donegal, but it's been so long ago. Still voices keep calling out my name. Come home, Daddy boy, to where you belong. Back to Bunkranna, back to your home. And walk down through Clonmany or around the Isle of Doe. Come home, Danny boy, to the land where you belong."
I'm going to interrupt Mr. Seamus McGee. We have Jim McAleer from Le Summon. Good evening, Jim. Are you coming through?
Put my
headphones
on.
Hello, Jim.
How you doing?
How's your cutting boy?
That's a shocking bad lane, boy.
Hey,
must be a pain on it.
You're coming in wall to wall.
Well, after we learn the message here, Jim, Ronnie Sherry says, "How's your cutting?"
How's your cutting? Yeah. She's a bit low next to ditch.
Okay. Take it easy in the corners, I thought.
John, hey.
Can you hear me now? Any better?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, we're flying now.
Hold on, Jim. We have you now. Right, Jim, fire away.
Right.
We have got the fault rectified.
How you doing, John?
Not so bad, Jim. How's yourself? I don't know where you are.
How's the black blush flowing?
I think your tongue. You said black blush.
Black blush?
An excuse for me, because I'm half tanked here, Jim.
Is that right?
How's the Queen Bee doing?
Ah, she's not so bad.
Well, how did Christmas treat you?
Ah, very bad, boy.
Aye?
Didn't get a bite at all.
You're joking?
Oh, no.
I know you, Jim. You got plenty to eat now.
Not as slaves.
Tell me, what any dates at all around Christmas? You had to see some of the bands, did you?
I was, surely. I was overseeing Mary Duff in Helltown there on Christmas night and up to see Susan McCann and Tuesday night up in Shagdale.
Big tornado show.
Oh, ta.
Aye.
They wouldn't need to change their mind.
Well, tell me, what do you think of this thing if we're, say, all gone off the air?
It's a real disaster.
Aye?
It's worse than the Asian flu.
It's a disgrace. Worse than the dose of AIDS, isn't it?
I know, it's a little bad.
Aye, see, there's no cure for AIDS, there's no cure for red word,
aye. If it was diarrhea, you could take a drop of it.
You could, you could take a drop of that stuff there, put a drop of stuff in, a lot of ready mix. We should be telling like that. Jim, looking back over the years of radio, you listen to other radio stations, I know you that you do listen to other radio. What would be your own particular favourite? I'm not putting you on the spot here.
Well, I don't know, Ray, because, I mean, I listen till Bineside Radio from 8 o'clock in the morning till 11, and I turned over from 11 and from not to half 4, listen to Big AM.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what I'm going to do. I talk to myself most of the time, but I did. I'm talking to myself all the time now.
You don't talk to Veronica?
I have no time for one thing.
Do you have your own particular favourite recording artist? See what that be.
Ah, sure, now you're putting me on the spot.
Aye.
Ah.
It's like university challenges.
It would have to be Susan McCann, I seen you on the TV the other night.
Aye, it'd have to be McCann after the unfortunate, wouldn't it?
You were looking well now.
Wouldn't I?
Jim, let us in a secret. How'd you get tickets for it?
What?
How'd you get tickets for it?
Oh, now, £100 and get you anything.
Is that right?
Oh, Jesus, aye.
Well, tell me, Jim, you'd like to say hello to a few people in your own there, just to wish them all a happy New Year.
Sure. If I started to talk, say hello to all the ones I knew around the country there, I'd be here at 12 o'clock at night.
Was it going out far away?
There's a lot of people knows me around the country, both in the music scene and all scenes as well,
mm-hmm.
as Francie well knows.
Right.
But I would like to take this opportunity and thank him, Big M. Francie done a lot for me when I was doing a lot of fundraising here for the local youth club
when
we were doing auctions. And Francie and Big M done a lot for us here and helped us out an awful lot.
Right.
And as I say, it's a sorry day now, even for some of the middle of the road artists in throughout Ireland that youth people are going.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hope that it'll be sorted out and you'll be back on there very shortly.
I'll hand you back to Junior here a minute, Jim.
Well, Jim, you are, of course, involved in the Rose One Country Club up there. How's it going?
Very well, Francie. Very well indeed.
And what sort of a Christmas had you up there?
Very good. Very good. We can't complain now. For only to be a new venue now, we're going on very well. Better than we really expected to do, but it's a good, we're a good turnout now.
Anyone like to say hello to you up there in that part of the country?
Ah, no, just, I don't really know that many people up there yet.
Aye.
And but to all the people that are supporting us up there, I would like to wish them all a happy new year.
Right, Jim. Hand you back to young McSherry here.
It's real fine McSherry was young.
Aye. Jim, I didn't know you knew Barney O'Hare.
What?
You know Barney O'Hare, do you?
Ray, would you tell me who I don't know?
Ah, yes, Ray, you're about as myself, Kelly. You're like the new column in the Sunday World, you know everybody. Jim, I wish you a very happy new year, and the help of God will bump you to some time in the new year.
Thanks very much.
God bless, Jim.
Right,
bye-bye.
You ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie.
Who am I to judge you on what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you.
Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide. I wanna hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides.
Romance and all its strategy leaves me battling with my pride.
Through the insecurity, some tenderness survives.
I'm just another rider, still trapped within my truth.
You're a hesitant prize fighter, still trapped within your youth.
Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes.
times I understand you.
And I know how hard to try.
I've watched while love commands you.
And I've watched love pass you by.
And at times I think we're drifting, searching for a friend,
a brother or a sister. But then the passion flares again.
Sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much. And I have to close my eyes and hide. I wanna hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides. I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides.
We have Roland Collins dueling with Susan McKeon, especially for Jim McAleer over there in the Summit, and a very happy new year to you, Jim. We're still getting a bit of feedback here. Noel, I believe you have a couple of requests there.
Yes, a couple of dedications coming in. Let's see. It says here, all the very best from the Crampton family. That's Willie, and good evening to you, Willie. Thanks for phoning in. Best wishes for the future, and it says, we will miss Reyes. Yee-haw, indeed. I think an awful lot of people will miss Reyes. Yee-haw. And if anything, tonight's anything to go by, I think that an awful lot of people will miss Big M. It says here as well on the bottom of Willie's dedication, if Junior wants a job, if all the DJs get together and make a film, they could call it Confessions of a DJ. Quite a few confessions there, which I'm sure the penance would be fairly heavy on that. Also says here another one, if Junior and Ray had been doing a show together all along, it would have been terrific. It's only when something's coming to an end, and we really appreciate the talent. Best wishes to both Ray and Junior. That comes in from Barney Wallace.
Noel, we have a caller on the line. I'll let you take the caller. I'll bring up the fader here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Could I have your name, please?
Sarah McAleer.
Sarah?
McAleer.
McAleer.
Yes.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Is that Noel?
It is indeed.
Oh, I'm just ringing to say goodbye to you.
Ah, that's very nice of you.
Where are you,
Sarah?
Pomeroy.
In Pomeroy.
A big fan of Junior.
A big fan of Junior's, uh-huh.
And Martina.
And Martina.
And John McKeown.
So you'd be listening to mostly the country end of things on the station.
I've been a fan of it, yes. And to all the politicians listening out there,
mm-hmm.
They shouldn't get a vote, because when you go to them for anything, they don't want to know.
Well, that's...
And if everybody that wants Big M to stay on the air turned up the next time there's an election and didn't go out to vote, they would listen to the people the next time they ask for something. That's include the Doyle as well.
It sounds to me as if you're going to miss Big M very much indeed, Sarah.
Hmm?
It sounds to me that you're going to miss Big M a lot.
I am going to miss it. And I've not one politician would listen, either north or south.
Well, it's one of those things, Sarah, that the law says it, and, well, you know what the law is. They say that you can't fight City Hall. Would you like to have a word with Junior?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll hand you over to Junior, and then perhaps you have a word with Ray.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Junior.
How are you doing?
The heart's thumping.
All right, the hearts are thumping here as well. There's black bush and gin and tonics and everything knocking about here.
But hey, guys, need a couple of them now.
You're certainly going to miss us.
Definitely.
And you have enjoyed the last few years with us.
Yes.
And you enjoyed the crack.
And I would like one final record, if you can get it anywhere, to play it for my husband, Sean.
Right.
And it's by Don Williams.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't want to live if you didn't love me.
Well, I'll have a look here. There's about 10 Don Williams LPs. I'll have a look for it when the next record is on. And if I can get it, I shall get it for you, Sarah.
Right. Thank you very much.
All the best, sir.
I hope it'll not be long, because it'll be back.
I hope so as well.
Right, bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Sarah McAleer up there in Pomeroy, I think. I think we're correct in saying Pomeroy.
That's right, Ray.
Noel, have you anything you'd like to add to what Sarah was expressing there on the phone?
Well, all the messages that we're getting tonight have been very, very supportive indeed. And it would seem that the type of station which is basically Big M is going to be missed by an awful lot of people. I think what they enjoyed most of all is the fact that very often they can get right through without any problem at all. They don't have to wait days for requests to come through. It's immediate radio, and I think that's what really has got to the hearts of people.
I think with the problems going to arise, Noel, in the coming year regarding the new setup here in Calvin Monaghan, and probably you'd agree with me, you only get in life what you pay for. And
well,
someone has to fund the advertising on the station.
That's true, that's
so, really you're going to have to meet the local traders halfway as regards price. And I don't think the powers that be have taken this into consideration. They put all these stipulations on about pricing and everything else. It's okay for Dublin stations and Cork stations and maybe Limerick and these big cities where you have the conglomerates in.
I think
you can buy up the airtime. But out here in the suburbs, the country area, you're really you're depending on the local advertising.
I would agree with you. I think there's a big difference between a radio station which is set in a big city and some a radio station which is perhaps in a centre of, you know, less dense population. I think we have another caller on the phone here.
Hello?
Hello, Ray.
No, this is Noel. Noel Milson.
Oh, sorry, Noel. Is Ray not there?
He is. Would you like to have a word with him?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll hand you over. Just hold the line.
Hello?
Hello, Ray.
Is that Lily?
This is Lily
Stanley. How did I know it was Lily?
Pardon?
How you doing, Craper?
I'm doing all right, mate.
Well, where are you ringing from, Lily? I should know you because I know you lost a request into the programme.
Yes, for Trevor Dixon.
He is right.
Yes, I'm from Dromore here in County Down.
I like Trevor because I like the saxophone. You see, there's a brother of mine plays tenor sax as well.
Oh, does that?
He plays the Hilton show, boy. You know the Hilton over there from you?
I do indeed, yes.
He plays the tenor sax in the Hilton. That's probably the reason why I like the bit of brass, as we call it around our country.
That's right.
Junior here, you know, used to do a bit of drumming.
Did I?
Would you believe something, Lily? I'm just thinking of something tonight. Myself and young Junior have more things, we have two things in common.
What?
Both of us wear glasses.
Yes.
No, we have three things in common. The second thing is we both take a drop of the hour.
I know.
And the third thing is we both drummed in a local band in Katie.
There
you
are now.
It wasn't a dance band, it was one of these marching bands. Isn't it, Junior?
It was.
You made that years ago.
The Tassie Boys in Blue.
That's right, that's right. Lily, you'd like to say hello to someone when you're on air?
Well, I'd like to say hello to my mother here. And I wouldn't think Trevor would listen tonight. He'd likely be out in the way.
Dig somewhere, aye?
But his wife and family might be listening. I'd like to say hello to them.
So say hello to the game and to Trevor and all the family down there.
Yes. And I've enjoyed your show, all the shows on Big AM, Ray. And I love the country and western. I do hospital radio.
Where would you do the hospital radio?
Lagan Valley Hospital.
Oh, Lagan Valley, very good.
I do the wards, and you know. And I love the work down there. And I've been speaking to you. I've got a prize from you.
Right.
One time.
It got there okay, Lily, did it?
Pardon?
It got there okay.
It got lovely okay, yes.
We're not a bit like Jerry Anderson here. Sometimes you get a golf club up there you never see it for 3 years. I won a prize 3 weeks ago and I'm still waiting on it. Lily's about as big as him up there. I never get the answer to the quiz, is that? Lily, you'd like to, yeah, hospital radio, you're involved very much with hospital radio. I know it is very worrying. Hospital radio came into vogue a few years ago, in fact. I think Craig Alvin Hospital Radio was one of the first. And the hospital you're in again, just give me one that passed me again, Lily.
Lagan Valley Hospital in Lisburn.
How long have you had the radio system established up there?
Well, I would say we're about, what, well, I'm 4 years, and it must be about 6 or 7 years ago.
And how many hours a day would you broadcast, how many hours a week, Lily?
Well, we're doing 7 days a week at the minute. And, well, I've had my book here, if I could find it, but unfortunately I haven't. We're broadcasting a good few hours every week.
And
so
plenty
of new presenters and all in.
What type of music do you find is the most
country
popular?
Country and western.
C&W all the time?
Pop.
Right.
We get every chord, gospel and everything we know.
You don't play brass at all, do you?
No.
You don't bother?
What?
Brass.
Brass?
Not brass, oh no, brass.
Oh yes, forget brass now.
Ah,
yes.
Some ways, eh?
Oh, aye.
Lily, what's your departing words? You'd like to say something on the nice.
Well, video. I'm very sorry that Big M's closing.
Right.
And I've shed a few tears today over it.
Lily, it's been a pleasure talking to you on air. I'll hand you back to Junior. I think Junior wants to find a word from you.
Right, sir.
Lily, all the best now. And
hello, Junior. I listen to your programme too, mate.
Thanks very much, Lily.
Yes, I do indeed.
I would like to wish you all the best in 1989.
Right, and the same to you all there, and say enjoy yourselves to the rest of the programme.
And say hello to
and
everyone
to
in Dromore.
Pardon?
Say hello to everyone in Dromore.
I will indeed, and I hope you will soon be back in there again very, very soon.
Right you are, Lily.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, that's Lily McClanahan up there from Dromore. Unfortunately, we haven't got Trevor Dixon queued up, but we have got, we will queue Trevor in a couple of months. Right now, we have a track from the current album. It's not the current album from Philomena, it is. It's the last album, and this one here is one of my particular favourites. It's called Galway Bay.
Far away I am today from scenes roamed as a boy, and long ago the hour I know I first saw Illinois. But time nor tide nor waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, gray and bleak by shores and creeks, the rugged rocks abound. But sweet and green the grass between that grows on Irish ground. So friendship fond, abound, and love that lives always. Bless every home beside your phone, my own dear Galway Bay. And I use blood and hopeful moon and a heart of fire once more. For all the gold the world my home, I'll never leave your shore. I'd be content with whatever God sends, with neighbors old and gray, and I'd lay my bones neath churchyard stones beside you, Galway Bay. Upon my dying day, my soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay. My soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that particular track from Miss Philomena Bagley. Lily, that's a lovely number called Galway Bay. Noel Millsap, Noel, do you think you want to come in on air here and say something?
Do I?
I think you do. You're going on with your leg on that.
That's nice, isn't it? Just give a time check, first of all. It's 24 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're not quite sure.
I can't see the clock at all. I need the wrong glasses, you see.
It's pint glasses you have.
Oh, now you're talking.
24 minutes before 9 o'clock on the big one, the M. And we're not quite sure what we're going to do at the minute. We're going through for the next few hours anyway. Junior standing here dressed up. Oh, I haven't seen him looking as well since that night he was playing football. Yeah, do you remember that? Funny enough, I was just going through a tape of a program of mine a couple of nights ago. And it was just the couple of mornings after that fateful match.
Yeah, and that was so much.
You were giving us quite a bit of stick on how we were walking that particular day.
Yes, I remember that match very, very well, Noel. And I even seen it on the video.
I never saw it.
I saw the video, and you're not going to believe this, but I scored a goal.
Was it a great match?
And there was a pole in the middle of the shot on the video, and everyone missed me scoring this vital goal. Martin McKenna was he got the claim for it. So all I got was, oh, you done rather well there, Junior.
Was
but
it the ball or was it you that the pole was obscuring?
I'm not sure. We'll not take my physical appearance into this here at all, Noel.
Sorry about that.
So how did you feel after that match yourself?
I think I'm still suffering from the effects. I've never ever recovered from it. We had a couple of matches actually, hadn't we? We had one first of all, which was down in Armagh, in Ballymacnab, and then we had the one down here for in Castleblaney for the festival week. I think that by the time the second one came around, I hadn't recovered from the first one. Mr. McSherry, he decided he would opt out of all those things.
I'm a geriatric, you see, I can't say things like that.
I've heard of Gerry Anderson, he's geriatric.
I'm an observer in these things. I think we have another caller on the line waiting to hold. Sir McAleer, don't despair, we have the record lined up for you. We take another caller on the air right now. Hello.
Hello. Hello, is that Ruby? Right, Ruby, would you like to say something about
The station closing down or anything?
Yes, I'm very sorry to hear about you closing down. I miss you very much because it's the only thing I look forward to.
Right. Where do you live, Ruby?
In Ballymena.
In Ballymena?
Yes.
And how long have you been listening to Big M?
Oh, since you opened.
Since the very start?
Uh-huh.
And what type of music would you listen
to? Oh, country and western.
You like country and western? But
I listen to you all night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, to your clothes down.
Right. Somebody whispered into my ear you're a big fan of Stevie's. Is that
Yes, that big hunk. I have a photo. He sent me a photo and I have it pinned over my bed.
Are you sure that wasn't a photo of Robert Redford he sent you?
No, it was Stevie, all right. And I gave him a wee kiss every night before I go to bed.
You give it a wee kiss before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm. A good job the wife doesn't pay now.
And do you listen to Stevie right through until he closes down, usually at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock?
Whatever time Stevie closes down,
He comes on at 12.
Uh-huh. And then we give him a wee ring.
And what type of music would he normally play for you?
Oh, well, just whatever we sort of ask.
Whatever he's playing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then that other one, he's got a nice sexy voice.
Well, who's that now?
Is it the other one, Brian?
Oh, Brian Jones.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Stevie says that he's fallen out with you because you gave blue kisses to Brian and not to him.
I didn't blue kisses, it must have been the other boy on the other end of that line. Tell Stevie it's that Robert boy's ruined the kisses.
Right, okay. Ruby, thanks very much indeed for calling.
Right, yeah, and God bless all of you.
Thank you very much
indeed. Yeah, and I hope to hear you soon.
Hopefully so. Bye-bye. Thanks for your call.
And we have a track coming up. Indeed, we dedicate this track to Lily over there and Sarah. Not Sarah McAleer. Who has requested Trevor Dixon? Who requested Trevor Dixon? Trevor lined up. Lily, this is especially for you.
Yee-hee!
The land now.
Well, we have an APB for Bernie in Dungannon. Would you give us a ring? That's Bernie in Dungannon. Noel, Brian, and the CB want you on air here. That's Bernie in Dungannon.
be Gora.
Runner.
That's the one and only Trevor Dixon there, the man with the does a bit of brass there so well with the band. Trevor Dixon, the company Dixies, a mine one night in Bonbridge a few years ago. I think it was the Big Ivan Awards, and I was rightly screwed that Ivan was on stage a bit of 2:45. He says he gave us a song. Couldn't you bloody well off. Stevie Gordon, you want to come on, you do.
Was it as bad as the night I was at the Seagull?
It was worse. Twice as bad.
It couldn't have been.
Stevie, you're talking about somebody there. We're looking to bring someone on air there from Dungannon.
Well, we've had a very popular caller on both the night shift with Brian Jones and myself on the graveyard shift, mm-hmm. and that is Bernie and Lincoln, and if she likes to phone through, we'll put her in there and talk to her.
She's hardly been up yet.
Well, you wouldn't know. She's been known to phone through at 3:05 in the morning when we're just about to close down.
Right. We have a thread lined up.
Bernie's listening. Bernie, we'd like to hear from you tonight because, we miss you.
I'd like you to dedicate this next track to Sarah McAleer as the Don Williams number. Stevie, fire away.
I will certainly do that. Hello, Sarah McAleer, and this is Don Williams. And what's the track, Ray?
Nobody knows.
Couldn't tell you.
He couldn't tell you.
Sometimes you may think I take you for granted. And granted, sometimes maybe I do, 'cause I've grown so used to you lying next to me that I wouldn't want to live if you didn't love me. No, I wouldn't want to get up in the morning if you weren't there. Kiss me and start my day off right. And to be waiting when I get home with love just for me. No, I wouldn't want to live if you didn't love me. It's love that makes the world go round, and my love for you just grows with leaps and bounds, 'cause you know just what to do when the world has turned all blue. And I wouldn't want to live if you didn't love me. I wouldn't want to get up in the morning if you weren't there to kiss me and start my day off right. And to be waiting when I get home with loving just for me. No, I wouldn't want to live if you didn't love me.
That's Mr. Don Williams in Romantic Mood, I Wouldn't Want to Live If You Didn't Love Me, especially for Sarah McAleer. And I hope you enjoyed that particular track. We have another caller online, and Noel Millsap's going to take it. Over to you, Noel.
Hello.
Good evening, Noel.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well.
And you are?
I'm Vicky from Silver Ridge.
Right, Vicky. Thanks very much for the call tonight. We're having it, as you can hear. It's one of those times whenever people have to excuse the background noises because there's a bit of a party going on here at the minute.
Well, that's what it's all about. Well, tonight I would first of all like to say I've so much enjoyed Big M for the number of years I've been tuned in, and it has given me a lot of happiness and my family and friends and acquaintances that I've met over the network and the airways of Big M Radio Noel.
And would you like to say a particular hello to any of the presenters in particular?
Well, first of all, I would like to say hello to the proprietor and the proprietress of Big M Radio, Frank and Rose, to all the disc jockeys, the secretarial staff, and the newscaster, and indeed all the DJs concerned, and to everybody in general.
And would you like to tell us what type of music you've enjoyed most on the station? I know that I've played a few records for you myself.
You did.
I know that you're very fond of the likes of Dawn McLean. Would you like to mention any others that you've enjoyed over the air?
Over the air, I've enjoyed my musical taste over a broad spectrum, Noel. You know, from easy listening. My favourite is country and western. Pop music, as I say again, at the risk of repeating myself, my musical taste stems over a very, very broad spectrum.
Well, I think that's one of the things that Big M has offered over the years. It hasn't been wall-to-wall pop music all the time. The programming has been such that just about everyone knew what time that they could tune in to hear their particular type of music, or if they, like yourself, had a broad spectrum of musical taste, they were able to listen most of the day.
That's correct. And another valuable thing, too, was the time, you know, whenever the fundraising...
Hello?
I'm losing, you know.
I'll
end on this note anyway.
Okay.
I wish you all the very best of luck and a happy 89, and thank you.
Vicky, we just lost Vicky on the phone, and just like I said, thank you very much for the call.
On this particular stage, we'll take a track, and I think Junior wants to do this particular request for someone down the country.
Yeah, so a few requests here. One for everyone at Clearway, down in Portadown, and they want to hear the Rooster, the dreaded Rooster, and especially for all the lorry drivers. And it was Sarah that phoned up on the telephone there, and Stevie Gordon wanted to especially mention to Jerry Barlow, who works down there at Clearway, to wish them all a very happy new year. And I have another couple of requests here. There's one for Shawnee Martin from Bessbrook of the Easy Beats. Maybe we'll get the track from the Easy Beats now in a couple of minutes' time. Shawnee wants to wish all at Big M all the best for the future, and he said to play a special request for his wife Marie and his aunt Chrissy, also Sharon and Barry Agnew in Dublin. And I'd like to thank everyone here at Big M for all the support for the Easy Beats over the years.
I think at this stage we could give Barney Wallace a mention, our manager.
Yeah, you have a request there.
I don't know where he's lost another pile of requests here somewhere. It's land about the studio somewhere.
But you know Barney well yourself.
Yes, and creator.
And I've one here from the Katy Community Festival Committee. They send their best wishes for the future to all at Big M, especially yourself and myself.
Right.
Also to Frank and Rose. Thanks for all the help down through the years. And that comes in from Peter McKenna on behalf of the Katy Festival Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you remember all the good nights we had with the Katy Festival.
Don't talk.
What?
In the Caledonian.
Yes.
What a night we picked there. What was that? Beauty competition or something?
The beauty competition.
No, I was doing the jive and you were doing the beauty. You got the good job.
I got the good job.
I was one of the boys.
You got the bummer.
Myself and a young fella from Armagh called Steenson, Brandon Stevenson. That's right.
That's right.
Anything else there?
Let us see.
I have a teleprinter there from ITN. No, it's not.
No, that's the Barney Wallace one there. If Junior and Ray had been doing a show together all along, it would have been
last year.
It would have been closed. 5 minutes would have been enough. But Barney,
I want to clarify something here. Were you actually judging the competition, the beauty competition, or were you in it?
No, I was in it. But I didn't win anything.
You didn't come last.
I was in the lovely legs. The lovely knees.
We have another caller, I think, on the lane.
We have another caller.
Right. That's really impromptu, this.
We have Agnes Hood from Hillsborough, right?
Hello.
Just hand it over to yourself there, right?
Hold on till we get set up here. Agnes, hello?
Hello?
Agnes.
Hello, Ray.
Thanks for coming in loud and clear. How you doing, love?
Not too bad, how's yourself?
Not so bad. We're working sort of upside down here, if you can kind of phrase. We're just getting the technical hitches worked out here.
Right, we have it. We have you now, Agnes.
Right.
Right, Agnes, you're coming in wall to wall. Agnes, good evening. Nice to have you on the programme, although it is the final programme. Still nice to have you on
there. Yeah, it's awful to hear you all going away.
Well, that's the way it goes, Agnes. All good things come to an end, and so they'll tell you anyway. And I'm sure you have a lot of people you'd like to say hello to here in the station, and a lot of friends and associates
well,
in the company.
I'd just like to wish everybody in Big AM all the best, and hope it's not long to you're back.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody else that knows me and around.
Agnes, your own particular favourite music-wise?
Tony Stevens.
Tony Stevens, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I've got a big Mitzi the dog.
And a my Mitzi the dog.
who's our breaker on the side?
Well, Mitzi the dog would have to be mentioned here.
That's me, aye.
I hear a breaker on the side there. Come in, breaker on the side. Who's that?
Hello, Ray.
How you doing?
I'm not too bad.
Who have I the pleasure of addressing this lovely Friday evening?
You've got Martin McPhone, Esquire.
How you doing, Martin?
Not too bad.
Right, where are you? Are you sitting in the same booth there as Agnes, are you?
Oh, yes, sir.
You are. Where exactly is that now?
Colgavey.
Where is that in the name of God?
But amazing. Down there by Jimmy Diesel.
Do you know Jimmy Diesel well?
Jimmy's here beside me.
I'll put Jimmy on to here.
Hi, Marty.
Oh, Jimmy.
I will come through loud and clear.
Oh, aye.
Are you not going home tonight, Jimmy?
I've no home to go to, so you run me out of that country.
We're not that bad now, are we?
Oh, I don't know. That daughter of yours won't give me any more grub up in the traveller's rest, so I don't know what to do.
Is she not? Well, then you must be doing something wrong, then.
I'm doing something
not doing something.
Aye, there you are. Well, here, tell you what, break on over to this man here and he'll keep you through it.
Right, Jimmy.
Here's Junior.
Right. We're going to hand you over to
Junior.
Junior, right.
Junior.
Hello, sir.
Junior,
yes.
An apology to make this woman.
Oh, you get my name out wrong this morning, Junior.
Agnes Hood.
Uh-huh. You said Agnes Head.
Agnes Head. Well, things are a bit emotional here this morning.
Oh, forgive you, I'll forgive you.
What?
Well, forgive
you'll forgive
you
me, will you? Will you forgive me?
I will, surely, yes.
Good girl, Agnes. And Jimmy Diesel has been here making tea and sandwiches all evening here.
Well, you watch him, Junior, because he's a fly man.
I'm keeping an eye on him here. Keeping an eye on him. Well, all the best now for 1989.
Well, all the best to yourselves, but I hope it's not long to you're back again.
Hopefully, Agnes, and thanks very much for giving us a ring.
Okay, Junior, right?
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have a request
to do there, Junior. Right, we had the one there for everyone at Clearway. You've got the rooster lined up, Ray.
We have the rooster lined up, yes.
And we've also a request here for Brenda Houlihan, and it's for Mum and Father, and also Marie and Brendan Toner in Armagh, and the request coming from Damien. And one here for Bernie and Jimmy Dines down there in Drumbrida in Armagh.
Oh, Jimmy.
Friends of yours.
Jimmy, right? How's it going, Crater?
23 years married today.
Aye, he's about 2 years younger than me.
And
older than me.
Yes.
Ah.
So the two of you are 60.
Ah, well, I mean, the City Hall. Jimmy played the Red Shadows way back years ago.
The Red Shadows.
The Red Shadows. That brings back memories.
Boy, oh boy, that brings back a few memories. And I remember seeing them in the... What do they call the ballroom in Dungannon?
The commercial.
Commercial in Dungannon, that's right. And Bernie and Jimmy, there's a request here for Julie Fields and I think it's Mixer Duffy, would that be right? Who got engaged on Christmas Eve. The request coming from the Dines family in Drumbrida, wishing you all the best.
Junior, just say, we're talking the other night. Can you mind the first show band ever played at Katie Prochill Hall?
Now, I think I asked a question here one day about it, and I went to Tom Lena to find out, and he came up with some ridiculous name of some band.
No,
it wasn't a named show band. It was something like the Melody Swing Tet or something like that there that actually played it in the hall, but they weren't a show band as such at the time. But
right.
I can't remember the very first named show band that did play in it. Maybe if Tom Lena is listening, or Patsy Nugent, maybe they could tell us.
Well, they might want to listen to us this time, that each other.
You never know, Patsy listens all the time there.
Not at all. Well, we'll play, who are we going to play this rooster for? Who do we not like?
I don't know.
I can think of one more.
Don't mention Ray Bourke again, please.
As good as
no, we don't want. I think Ray's ears have been.
There's Ray and there's Ray, isn't there?
Yes.
Right.
Play the rooster anyway and get it over with.
So spicy for you know who.
We had some chickens, no eggs would they lay. We had some chickens, no eggs would they lay. The wife said, honey, this isn't funny. We're losing money, 'cause no eggs will they lay. But then that rooster, he came into our yard, and he
she caught those chickens right off of their guard. They're laying eggs down like they never used to ever since that rooster came into our yard. We had some moo cows, no milk would they give. We had some moo cows, no milk would they give. The wife said, honey, this isn't funny, we're losing money, 'cause no milk will they give. But then that rooster, he came into our yard, and he caught those moo cows right off of their guard. They're giving yogurt like they never used to ever since that rooster came into our yard. We had some elephants, no tusks would they grow. We had some pet elephants, no tusks would they grow. The wife said, honey, it sure ain't funny, we're losing money, 'cause no tusks will they grow. But then that rooster, he came into our yard, and he caught those elephants right off of their guard. They're laying eggs now of solid ivory ever since that rooster came into our yard. We had another rooster, he was awfully gay. We had another rooster, he was frightfully gay. The wife said, honey, it sure ain't funny, we're losing money, 'cause he's frightfully gay. But then that rooster,
here he comes again, folks, super cop,
he came into our yard, and he caught that rooster right off of his guard. He's laying hens now,
that's the Lord, that's the Lord,
like he never used to ever since that rooster came into our yard. Oh, yeah.
Napper Tandy and the Rooster. Time is just gone past 9 o'clock and the party is still continuing here. I'm Big M, and I think Junior wants to say a big thank you to Ray McSherry.
Well, Ray has just gone out there to get a cup of tea and a sandwich. Why are you laughing?
You better believe it.
He has gone for a cup of tea.
I didn't know tea was that colour.
It's slightly brown, man. He's the only man I know that drinks tea with white lemonade. But Jimmy Diesel is coming with more tea here for us. Thank you, Jimmy. Noel, you're going to hold the fort here for a while.
For a wee while. Jimmy, thanks very much indeed. And may I say that the costume which you put on earlier on in the evening was absolutely delightful.
Yes, when I walked into the studio, there was a gentleman who will remain nameless, but his initials are J.D., who was standing with he was scantily clad,
indeed,
being photographed.
Looking beautiful in a tea apron, or a tea cloth.
I thought it was boxer shorts.
And Ray McSherry's just been in.
Have you got your tea, Ray?
I'm on the commercial break now.
On a commercial break at the moment.
Courtesy of County
Cork. Nugent and Company, the one-stop shop. Not forgetting the tire.
As Big O would say, cars,
more cars.
More cars.
He's the only man I know drinks tea out of a can. This here's degenerating into a very, 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 very unprofessional setup at the minute.
Very close to a
can of
here.
Are you talking about next week, Ray?
Aye. Talking about next year.
Well, here, let's get back to a dedication here. Some people are listening at the minute.
hopefully.
hello out there. Saying hello to Patrick, I think that is McVerry and Siobhan Hogan, and they're listening in Newry at the moment. They want to wish the staff here in Big M, the DJs and everybody concerned with the station, all the very best for 1989. And we'll take a track from Dixie and Alan. This is... I was listening to Junior the other day, and he had a question on the air. Somebody rang in and said how many
versions
of that particular song were there. I think it was...
There's four at the moment, unless there might be another few recorded since.
We're going to do one now.
Is this particular one?
We're going to do one now. Gordon Ray McSherry. This could be the fifth version.
Recording group called the DJs.
The only thing is you mightn't get any airplay.
No. Not after tonight, anyway.
I think we'll go into this one from, as I said, Dixie and Alan. This is their version of the very popular Cottage in the Country.
Actually, they wrote it.
Written by the said pair.
Yeah.
There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to come. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. Many years ago he had to leave them and travel far across the foamy sea to fight for the things that he believed in, with a song and a guitar on his knee. But they hoped and they prayed he'd return to them, though the week slowly turned into years. Many nights they have been so lonely, and many nights there have been many tears. There's an old cottage waiting in country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. The old man is tired and weary, his back bent over with age. The old woman, she sits by the fire and just gazes into the flames. On a table that's standing beside her are the pictures of the son she misses so. The son she held and kissed so dearly when he left her so many years ago. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire, there's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home.
Cottage in the Country from the writers of the song, Dixie and Alan. Very, very popular track on the, especially the country programmes here on Big M. Right, Remy Sherry's asked me to give a message to the Queen Bee. He says he'll be home shortly.
And the message is,
yee-hoo!
Yee-haw!
that's McSherry's code. He also wants to say hello to his mum, that's Annie McSherry in Keady, and wishes her all the best for 1989. Now, we have a couple of things we want to do here. First of all, I think Junior has a message for Charlie, and Charlie is the gentleman who phones in the hot tips, or who did phone the hot tips in every morning for Junior's show. So, over to you.
Right, we say hello to Charlie there. He was on the telephone a couple of minutes ago, and if you have any good tips for tomorrow, Charlie, would be greatly appreciated, especially tonight.
Especially for 1989.
Yes. But I'd like to wish Charlie a very happy new year, and also the wife and family. I'd like to wish them all the best there for the new year. And thanks very much, Charlie, for all the support over the years. I did mention you during the day, but I'd like to thank you very much for all the racing tips. And I'm sure that a lot of people out there won a lot of money. Very few of them lost money on the tips that Charlie give us here on the air. So thanks very much once again, Charlie.
Thank Charlie as well, because the few occasions whenever I filled in for Junior when he was off sunning himself in Aldnagilvin.
Yeah. Hospital leave.
Charlie, thanks very much indeed for the tips whenever I was doing the programme. Junior.
Right, we've a track from the Easy Beats lined up here.
Indeed.
And you have a request there
this
that I read out, but read it again.
We'll do it again. This comes in from Sean Martin in Bestbrook, and he wants to wish everybody at Big M all the best for the future. It's also for his wife Marie and Aunt Chrissy, Sharon and Barry, Agnew, in Dublin, I think they are. And Junior, I think, has a couple of names here that he wants to.
Yeah, I'd just like to wish the Easy Beats all the best for 1989, especially my good friend Raymond Waters that I went to school with, and also Jimmy Morgan went to school with as well. And I don't think I've met Shawnee on a couple of occasions, but unfortunately I've never been talking to Shawnee, but hopefully in the near future I will be. So I'd like to wish Raymond, Shawnee and Jimmy all the best with the Easy Beats for the incoming year. All the best, lads, and here's the latest recording from the Easy Beats.
And the title of the track is, Junior?
It's two songs that run into one another. It's
a medley.
The Tennessee Waltz and the Rock and Roll Waltz.
From the Easy Beats.
The beautiful Tennessee Waltz. I was dancing with my darling to a Tennessee Waltz. When an old friend I happened to see introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend took my sweetheart on me. Well, I remember. Came home from my date,
trying to walk to that rock and roll song. One tube and in rock, one tube and in roll. They did that rock and roll once. Round two, three, roll two, three. It lives on.
Easy listening country music from a band appropriately named the Easy Beats from down there around the Bessbrook area. And let's see, give you a time check in case you're worrying about the time. Nobody here is worrying about the time. No. Least of all Ray McSherry, who still hasn't gone home. I've just given a message out to his wife that he won't be too late. And here he is still sitting here with a cup of tea in his hand. Somebody's knocking trying to get in. Is that Stevie? Liable to be Stevie Gordon next door. The Easy Beats, point I was just making to Ray there before we came on air, groups like the Easy Beats and very many of the popular groups are playing around the lounges and clubs. Where are they going to get the opportunity for airplay over the next couple of years? Junior, how do you feel about that?
Well, it is one of the problems that is going to arise from the problem that we're in at the moment. You know, if a group goes out there, decides to make a recording, where are they going to get it played? With the local stations, they always got to play. And unfortunately, as in from tonight, there's going to be no more plays. And I'm sure there's studios up and down the country that have employed people and have made money by recording artists. And they're going to probably close down as well.
If I'm just thinking back to some of the appeals which quite a few of the recording artists in the Irish scene put out for the station some time ago, and most of them expressed, nearly all of them expressed the concern that it would be the stations closing down would be a very, very big blow indeed for the Irish music scene.
It will be indeed, because an article there in the Irish News yesterday, Dominic Kerwin expressed those sentiments that only for local radio, the likes of Daniel O'Donnell, whether he would have become as big without local radio is a matter of opinion, but I would believe that without local radio, Daniel O'Donnell wouldn't be where he is today because of it, and also artists like John Hogan, Mary Duff, Kathy Durkin, they've all come up within the last few years, and it is because of local radio, because there was no way they were going to get plays on national radio.
Right.
No, that goes
I can remember talking, I won't mention the gentleman's name in case it gets into trouble, but I can remember talking to a gentleman from the, well, shall we call it the legitimate, licensed end of things, mm-hmm. and he was in the very much the local end of it. I won't say any more than that. And he was quite blunt. He said, look, I won't play a local band on air unless it comes into me on inch format tape. Mm-hmm. Now, how many local bands can afford to go into a full-blown recording studio, record on, mix the whole thing down to stereo on inch tape, and hand it into a radio station?
Yeah.
It just can't be done. It's far too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it struck me, Ray and I were having a chat, that quite a few of the bands, like the likes of the McBrides and so on and so forth, who go out and make the effort to set something down on tape, on cassette format, because it's the cheapest, and when I said cheapest, I don't mean they're trying to cut corners or anything, but it's within their means. They can't afford to go into the big recording studios and pay 16, 20, 25, 30 pounds an hour for to put down a demo.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Ray?
I would agree with there in most of the points you put forward, Noel. The one thing I was thinking about tapes is some of the radio stations do criticise the tapes, the reason being for the reproduction qualities. And I would say some of the tapes do come in here of better quality than others, for what reason I don't know.
Do you mind if I come in here? Would you not agree, though, that some of the tapes which do come in here, even though they are on ordinary cassette format,
mm-hmm.
they are, as some of them now, are as high quality mm-hmm. as any Oh, they 45 are, that comes
I'll
in.
I agree with you there, no, and
I. Do you not think that very often it's the fault of the engineer who's mixing at the time,
true,
or whatever?
True,
I mean, people go out and buy full-blown tapes of Bruce Springsteen and so on and so forth, and the quality is actually superb on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I suppose if people want to try and get airplay in the future, the thing to do is to make sure that the original recording is mixed very well.
See, another point worth remembering too, Noel, a lot of the people listening to community radio listen on AM or medium wave as we know it.
That's correct.
And really, the quality isn't as good, and the quality doesn't really matter all that much. If you're listening on high quality stereo, yes, by all means you need high quality, but I think on the type of programs we're putting out here, most of the listeners do listen in the local area on medium wave, I think cassettes do fill a gap.
Right, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get back to a little bit of music here. And we have a few requests which are coming in. We'll get around to those very, very shortly. We'll play a track which was very, very, very popular over the time that Big M has been going. This is the Jesse B song from Seamus Moore.
Now there's a man, Delaney, he's a man of high renown. He's in the plant hire business here in London town. He has a load of wagons, American a Model T, but the pride of his possessions is his yellow JCB. Well, he takes it down to Nelly, to the Bell and to the Crown, and the engine runs on diesel oil, it never lets him down. He takes it to the Galaxy, ever only for the crack, with the lady at the steering wheel and the subbies in the back. Well, the inside of his JCB is a sight to behold. He's got curtains on the windows of colours green, white and gold. He has a photograph of Cahy from the darling Dublin town, and there's one of Maggie Thatcher, but it's hanging upside down. Well, he takes her down to Biddy, to the Bell and to the Crown, and the engine runs on diesel oil, it never lets him down. He takes it to the Galaxy, ever only for the crack, with the lady at the steering wheel and the subbies in the back. Now he doctored up the JCB to give her more horsepower, and he thundered down the motorway at 100 mile an hour. And when the cops came after him, the lady upped and blind, well, he stuck it into overdrive and left them all behind. Well, he takes her down to Nelly's, to the Bell and to the Crown, and the engine runs on diesel oil, it never lets him down. He takes it to the Galaxy, but only for the crack, with the lady at the steering wheel and the subbies in the back.
Now you're 70.
Now they fill to find big airport in a place that's known as Knock. And when Monsignor Turton the surgery got an awful shock, for there beneath the heather, the water and so free, he said, I'll send for Delaney with his yellow JCB. Well, he takes her down to Biddy, to the Bell and to the Crown, and the engine runs on diesel oil, it never lets him down. He takes it to the Galaxy, but only for the crack, with the lady at the steering wheel and the subbies in the back. When the Pope, he came to Ireland, well, he had a Pope mobile, a great machine on tarmac, but no good in the fields. And when his chopper flew into Knock, what did John Paul say? He said, I'm going with Delaney in that yellow JCB. Well, he takes her down to Biddy, to the Bell and to the Crown, and the engine runs on diesel oil, it never lets him down. He takes it to the Galaxy, but only for the crack, with the lady at the steering wheel and the subbies in the back. When the boys they go courting with the queer ones by their sides, some go by London Transport, some take their rally bike, some go on Shanks' pony, but not our Mr. D. For when he goes up to Cricklewood, sure he takes the old JCB. Well, he takes it down to Nelly's, to the Bell and to the Crown, and the engine runs on diesel oil, it never lets him down. He takes it to the Galaxy, but only for the crack,
with the lady at the steering wheel and the salt beast in the van.
Seamus Moore's Jesse B song, very, very popular here on the Big One, the M. And let me just give you a time check. It's 24 minutes past nine. We're still here. The party still continues. If you'd like to give us a call, our number is 40372. The codes haven't changed either. 004 from the north of Ireland, and 042 if you're ringing from outside the Dundalk dialing exchange area. Junior, anything intelligent to say?
Very little, very little, because I've been handed a little piece of information here from Jimmy Diesel concerning the Northern Ireland Truckers Associates New Year Dance. That's on January the 20th in the Corner House. That's down in Lurgan, and music is by the Easy Beats, and dancing from 9 to 1, and there's raffles, and all the rest, it says here. Admission is £2.50. And I suppose I might get a plug-in from yourself. There's a bit of a take-your-pick, brand new take-your-pick every Sunday night in Trappers Nightclub in Katy. That's every Sunday, and £200 must go.
Well,
if I go along there, can you guarantee that I'm going to win it?
Yes. And there's also the other take-your-pick of £1,100 on a Thursday night, and I'll be there as well.
When taking the money or giving it to somebody else?
Trying to give it to somebody else. I think we've got another caller on the line.
Caller on the phone here.
We have Sylvia Oliver. Sylvia Oliver in Noel.
Hello, Sylvia.
Hello, Cal.
No, this is Noel Millsop here at the moment.
Is that Junior?
No, Noel Millsop.
Oh, Noel.
Right.
Is Cal not there?
He's on a break at the minute. Maybe we'll call him in here.
Hold on. Yeah, please.
Ray McSherry, would you please come in?
Ray, call for you. Hello.
Hello, Cal.
Sylvia, how are you, love?
How are you, Pat?
How's the butter half during the night?
Oh, he's sitting here. He's very, very annoyed at this. This is a big M is all he had to listen to.
He's very distressed, is he?
He is indeed.
Tell him Dermot Jingleby was asking about him.
Ah, no, that's...
He'll know what I'm on about.
That's an awful to put that off the lane.
Is it fair, Sylvia?
Oh, it is indeed.
It's just the way the country is the present time, you see. I think it's giving enjoyment to the fires will be taken away.
God knows that's the truth. That's the truth. But no, Cecil never listens to anything now, only big M, you know, and he always waiting for Freddie Nate, and he says, I want to go home. He says, and here, then, a big M, you know.
How's he enjoying the retirement, Sylvia?
Very well.
Aye?
Very well.
I seen him one day there, I think he was a bit of a touch. He was up at the... Was the Ulster Bank there, the one beside Woolworths there?
Aye, sure, you're
up at the cash dispenser.
You're always playing requests.
The bullet lava.
Aye, he filled about three pockets.
My wee grandson, Cahill, wants to speak to you.
Right.
He's from Kilkeen. This is wee Johnny John was playing the request.
Johnny John, put him on there.
Right.
Hello, Carson.
Hello, John. How you doing, son?
Good.
Oh, no, cut back from Kilkee. What are you doing in Armagh, son?
Thank you for doing my request.
No bother at all, son. Any time at all. Anyone else you'd like to say hello to, love?
Would you play me request for Mummy and Daddy, who's in Armagh?
I will indeed. Just give them a call there, my name, son.
Thank you, Ken.
Sorry?
Bobby and Carl Wilson.
Right. Anyone else, John?
For wee son, John.
Wee son, John.
What are those names?
Cahill, will you do that?
Sorry, just give me those again, Sylvia.
It's for his mummy and daddy in Kilkeel, Bobby and Carol Wilson.
Bobby and Carol Wilson in Kilkeel, yes.
And it comes from wee son John.
From wee son John.
Uh-huh.
Sylvia, anything strange or startling happening?
Oh, not at all. Everything's all the same.
Are you retired yourself, Sylvia?
No. As you know, Tower Hill's closed now.
Is that right?
Aye, and I'm in Longstone.
Right, no more babies, you say.
Here's the man who wants to speak to you.
Put him on there.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Cecil.
Just want to tell you your old mate Jimmy Crozier has took early retirement.
You're joking.
The same as yourself.
He has seen
oh, no.
He has indeed.
Well, I'm retiring as from the night, you see. Myself and Walker went into the bins. We've got to stop. Starting Michael Loof on the 1st of March next year, empty in the bins.
Is that right?
And then during the afternoon when the bins empty, we're going out on the beach with a water beer and the Sprite. With the saddles on us.
Well, I heard a wee whimper that you were starting with Sunday Word.
Aye, well, I'm indeed, Sass. I started about 2 weeks ago there with doing advertising, that sort of thing, Sass.
And the junior was going back to drum with Susan McCann.
That's debatable.
That's debatable.
He said he could get a job in the 12th, but he didn't get a job with Susan.
I also hear the Easy Beats drummer is a wee bit fumbly, so maybe he could get a job there.
Sass, you're a great man for the music, knowing you down the years, and you're also a great man for the radio.
Yeah.
What's your general impression of radio at the present time, as a whole, looking at it as an entire entity? What's your impression of it?
Well, my impression is that the pirate stations are these stations.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown plays rubbish 90% of the time.
Right.
Big M plays fantastic music 90% of the time.
Good.
Now, Alan Hayward's music I'm just not so stuck on.
Right.
But at least he plays an odd good one.
Right.
But in the mornings there, on downtown, is complete and utter rubbish.
Alan Hayward is...
Modern pop. Now, Kylie Minogue is quite good.
Kylie Minogue. You like Kylie Minogue?
Yeah.
What about Bross?
Bross, an odd one, but...
Alan Hayward has just passed out. Alan Hayward has just passed out.
Alan says he likes your taste in music, Sassman.
Well, I just would like to say before I go off that I have loved listening to Big M for the 10 years, and I hope you're very soon back on the air. And I'll hand over to Sylvia for the last word, okay?
Thanks, Sassman. I wish you a very happy new year.
All the best, Sassman.
God bless. And everybody.